I've been saying for months that if Hunter's corrupt dad, the big guy, the one seriously compromised by China, makes it to the Oval Office, things are going to get real bad real fast on the free speech front. I thought they'd wait until January the 20th, keep the healing talk, the unity shtick going a little while longer. But no, this was me back last summer. We're now moving to the next level, where cancelled is literal. The monopolies and cartels of modern life are determining who gets to do business, who gets to make a living, who gets to eat. A few years back, I mentioned on Tucker's show one of the first instances of this with VDare.com. VDare is Peter Brimelow's anti-immigration website. Not just illegal immigration, but the legal type, resulting from what Peter and his chums regard as the disastrous 1965 Immigration Act. I happen to agree with them on that, but a lot of people don't. And that's fair enough. Make a case, stand your ground, launch your own website. Ooh, no, that's far too much effort. It'd be much easier for me to get you closed down. So a week ago, VDare.com launched its annual Christmas fundraiser. And almost as soon as they did so, they got an email from their merchant processor saying their account would be cancelled for some, quote, violations of its service agreement that it did not specify. But nevertheless, in 48 hours' time, VDare would be unable to take credit card payments. That would be Sunday, December 13th. And they got the news on Friday, December the 11th. If you don't know what a merchant processor is, don't feel bad, because unless you take credit card payments, you don't need one. The layman thinks if you accept Visa or MasterCard or American Express, you have some sort of arrangement with those guys directly and the money goes from Visa straight into your bank account. Not at all. To get your hands on the credit card money, you need to have a payment processor that settles each card transaction and then transfers the $19.95 or whatever into your bank. It's like so much of modern life. It's a bit of a pain to set up, but then you never give it another thought. There aren't a lot of these processors out there. There's been a lot of consolidation, and a lot of them are now thoroughly woke, which means we have ideologically committed merchant processors, just as we have ideologically committed shoe brands and coffee chains. And so they decided to destroy VDare.com. Now, VDare's Peter Brimelow did the right thing. He lawyered up and sent a strong legal pushback. That's all you can do. They don't want any chit-chat with you. They think you're a loser they can crush like a bug. And the only thing that will give them pause is a legal threat from a real lawyer. And so the gutless fairies at the merchant processor have fallen silent, and for the moment donations are still going through, and VDare is monitoring the situation hour by hour. So if you had been planning to chip in a few bucks for those guys, you had better hurry. As I said back in July. Now, this isn't about whether you agree with VDare.com on immigration. They run Ann Coulter and Pat Buchanan and John Derbyshire, and that may all be a little strong meat for you. Well, you're going to have to man up about this stuff, because letting the new totalitarians chow down on Ann and Pat doesn't mean the beasts are now sated, only that they've worked up an appetite for whoever's next, including you. And it certainly includes me. For a while, we were living in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, the sensual pleasures of Katy Perry and Justin Bieber distracting us from noticing what's going on. Soft, beguiling, totalitarian creep. But we've now transitioned into a move toward the full Orwell, the boot stamping phase. It's easy to present VDare as the fringe, although the views they represent command the support of over half the American people. It's just that the only two political choices this hideous 150-year-old frozen party system permits are between the open borders left and the Koch brothers' cheap Labour right. But even if they were the fringe, as I said many times during my ultimately successful free speech battles in Canada a decade back, that's how the thought police always pitch up. Oh, we're just mopping up a few fringe losers out on the edge of the map. Don't worry about it. No, The so-called fringe always moves inward, and eventually you will find your part of that fringe. Every shriveling of public discourse increases the way public policy issues can only be framed within the left's parameters. If you can no longer object to mass immigration and the 1965 Act that enabled it without being put out of business, what's left to discuss about immigration in any meaningful way? But don't look to the pansies of Conservatism, Inc. to save you. When that statue thing started a couple of years back, Rich Lowry of National Review said, well, you know, we Conservatives aren't big on Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee, but you can bet that if they ever come for Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln, we'll be there. Well, last week, Falls Church School District in Virginia announced they'd be renaming Thomas Jefferson Elementary School. San Francisco announced they'd be renaming Abraham Lincoln High School because Lincoln did not show, quote, that black lives ever mattered to him. So where's Rich Lowry? He shrugs and moves on to the next concession. I say again, right now, the butchest guy in the Western world is the presently COVID-stricken Emmanuel Macron. Get well soon, Monsieur le Président, because you may be a globalist metrosexual dinky boy as exquisitely delicate as bone china, but you called this one right back when it started.
Je vous le dis très clairement ce soir, mes chers compatriotes. La République n'effacera aucune trace ni aucun nom de son histoire. Elle n'oubliera aucune de ses œuvres. Elle ne déboulonnera pas de statues.
If you're not hip to the lingo, Monsieur Macron said, I tell you very clearly tonight, my dear compatriots, the Republic will not erase a single trace or a single name from its history. It will not forget any of its deeds or take down any statue. And what do you know? When you're that absolute, the problem goes away. By contrast, last week, 84... of 100 United States senators voted for a bill that will rename Fort Bragg and all other U.S. bases named for Confederate generals. You do the math. So most of the crackerjack Republican Senate caucus we're supposed to be working so hard to save in Georgia cannot man up to be as butch as the French globalist dinky boy. Marco Rubio, Jim Inhofe, Rick Scott, Mitch McConnell, you name them, all voted to discard a big chunk of American history. It's not my history. I have no emotional connection to the Civil War. Unlike Mitch McConnell's, my forebears did not fight for the Confederacy or indeed for the Union. But I have no emotional connection to French history either. All I know is that a nation that discards its past has no future. It's as simple as that. So unless you're prepared to reiterate the line I've used almost all year, unless you're prepared to surrender everything, surrender nothing,